हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेलकम टू राधा गोविंद देव मंदिर। विल सिंग फ्यू मिनट्स फॉर राधा गोविंद जी। टुडे इज जन्माष्टमी डे। हरिभो श्रावण शुक्ल श्रावण मध्य अष्टमी। जय राधा गोविंद राधे। स्वामी प्राण धन हे, श्रीला रूप गोस्वामी प्राण धन हे, जय राधा गोविंद राधा गोविंद राधे। श्री राधा गोविंद देव भगवान की। डिफिकल्ट है। श्री राधा गोविंद भगवान की जय। तो राधा गोविंद मंदिर इज वन ऑफ द सेंट्रल मॉन्यूमेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन। द स्टोरी गोज लाइक दिस। व्हेन रूप गोस्वामी एंड सनातन गोस्वामी वर इन रामकेली एंड दे मेट चैतन्य महाप्रभु देयर विद द ब्लेड ऑफ ग्रास इन देयर टीथ एंड इंक्वायर्ड, प्लीज टेल अस हु वी आर। वी डोंट नो व्हाई वी आर सफरिंग एंड पीपल आर टेलिंग अस वी आर ग्रेट पंडित्स एंड वी ऑल्सो बिलीव देम, दैट्स अ प्रॉब्लम। So the Mahaprabhuji, a long dialogue is there, what they spoke to Mahaprabhuji. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please stop talking like this. My heart is breaking looking at your humility. He says, humility is what in Bengali? Humility in Bengali, no. Something like chad. He says, please, Fatimora mon, Fatimora rudoi. He says, my heart is breaking. So then he told them, in the course of time you will reach Vrindavan. He ordered them to go to Vrindavan. Sanatan Goswami escaped. Rup Goswami escaped. Yes, humility is breaking my heart. So Rup Goswami escaped and Sanatan Goswami was arrested. He also escaped by bribing the jailer, telling that I am doing for Mecca Parikrama, Mecca pilgrimage. So he took bribe and he left. And then they eventually first went to Jagannath Puri and then all the Goswamis one by one came to Vrindavan. So Rupa Goswami was performing his bhajan around this area, Govinda Hira. There's something called as Yoga Peet, which is behind this temple. And when he was worshipping, every day there was a news came to him that there's a cow which every day climbs a small mountain, goes on the top, delivers all the milk without any calf at the top of the mountain, and she goes away. And every day the cowherd man who is taking the cow is beating the cow. That this cow, every day I take her for herding out, and she drops all her milks on the mountain and she comes back. But Rupa Goswami, being a divine soul, he understood it's not ordinary. So he went to that place and he saw that there is a small teal where she is dropping her milk. And then Govindji came to his dream and told him that I am under this mountain and the Surabhi cow is offering me milk every day. Please take me out of the mountain. So then Rupa Goswami brought the Brijvasis, brought the weapons, brought the kuladis and, you know, axes, and dug the ground very carefully, and there comes Sri Govindji under the ground to see Radha Govindji. And then Radha Govindji was worshipped at that place only. And in the course of time, A long, long story, but in the course of time, the Man Singh, who is the Senapati of Akbar, came here. He got initiated by Rupa Goswami and he said, I will build the temple for Govindji. First he said, Maharaji, I want to offer you something. He said, I am a mendicant, I have left everything, I don't need anything. But you can build temple for Govindji. So then, he vacated this place and this huge monument was under construction. It took several years, actually in 1590, this temple was finished construction. And when this was going on, Jiva Goswami requested Rupa Goswami. Jiva Goswami is nephew of Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami is uncle of Jiva Goswami. There are three brothers, Rupa, Sanatana, Anupam. Anupam was Grahastha, his son was Jiva. So Jiva Goswami had temple in Damodar Mandir. So that time, Rupa Goswami was requested by him, please, while the construction is going on, you can do your bhajan in our temple. That is why there is bhajan kutir and samadhi of Rupa Goswami in Radha Damodar Mandir. That's the technical reason behind it. And then this temple was constructed. In the meantime, also Rupa Goswami went to Nandgaon, where we went that day, Ter Kadamba, and he performed his bhajan over there. So, this temple, was constructed for 7 floors in the red sandstone, and you can see that there are dioramas of Krishna's various pastimes on the pillars. When you go, you will just observe Ras Lila, Govardhan lifting and cow herding and sitting with gopis and playing flute. So many kinds of stone carved dioramas in the pillars itself. And you can see in 1590 it was completed. When we say 7 floors, one floor is of this height. It was 7 floors like this. Today we will have 3 floors in this, in Bombay. And the 7th floor was so tall that Aurangzeb could see it from his palace in Agra. One fine day he was observing, just standing in the courtyard, and he saw a beautiful lamp in the sky. So he asked, anyway, don't worry, we have one guard here, don't worry about it. Why do you stand there only, both of you stand there only? We have to get through all these things to Krishna Katha, remember this. So, Aurangzeb saw and he asked his people, what is this? So they said, this is the lamp being lit on the topmost temple of Vrindavan, Radha Govindji. He said, there cannot be anything higher than my palace. Go attack. And Aurangzeb's army came. And at that time, when the news came that Aurangzeb is coming with his army, they shifted Radha Govindji to Jaipur. Actually, Radha Govindji was first moved to Radha Kund. He stayed there for a while. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was that time the Acharya. Rupa Goswami and Narottam Das Thakur and other Acharyas had left their bodies. And Chakravarti Pad Vishwanath Ji was in charge. Under his guidance, very delicately, carefully, the deities were shifted in the bullock cart. Many devotees were accompanying. In the night time, they escaped from here. Went to Radha Kund, stayed for a while there. That's why you find Radha Govindji's Mandir at Radha Kund also. Then, from there, Radha Govindji moved, along with Vrinda Devi, from here, to Kamyavan. It's a beautiful place in Kamyavan where they resided. And the time came to move from Kamyavan to Jaipur, because Jaipur Rajputs were very powerful and they were the only people where Aurangzeb could not conquer and penetrate. So they were very great devotees of the Lord, Vaishnavas. At the same time they were very chivalrous in their power of military power. So that's why there was a connection between these Rajput Kshatriya Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas of Vrindavan. So they decided that we will send the Murti over there for worship. So then when the deities were about to move from Kamyavan further ahead, Vrinda Devi said to Govindji that you are the king of the whole universe and I am only the queen of Vrindavan. So if I go out of Vrindavan, what is my value? So I want to stay here only. You please proceed. So Vrinda Devi's original murti stayed in Kamyavan. Today also Kamyavan, Vrinda Devi's original murti is there. And then Govindev travelled from there all the way to Jaipur. And the Jaipur kings received Govindev. And you should know that what was our culture actually. Our culture was, the Lord was always in the center of the house center of your kasbah, center of your ghira, center of your township, center of your country also. Jaipur was a big province where the Kshatriya, Rajput, Vaishnavas were ruling. What this king did, that he built the temple at the center of Jaipur. And if you, today you go, there are 7 huge gates, 7 into 4, 28 gates. Each gate is like a big highway. The cars, the trucks can go inside. And then there is further circle, then further circle, then further circle, then further circle. Then there is final temple of Govindji. And then there is Garbhagriha temple. It's a huge township. And amazingly, Jaipur Nivasis, you know, the residents of Jaipur, 5 o'clock in the morning, you will find 3,000 people for Mangal Aarti. Any day of the year. It's not only Janmashtami and Kartik and festivals and like that. People will drive in their vehicles by routine, lifestyle, get up in the morning early and go for Mangal Aarti of Govindji and go to work. Come back from work, take wash up, straight drive in the vehicles, go to temple, attend Sandhya Aarti, hear Katha and go to sleep. Even today, this is the culture. After that, Aurangzeb came here and he massacred the 5 floors of this temple. Each was, you know, carved so beautifully. It took about 30 to 40 years to build this temple. When Rupa Goswami left from here, then he left his body also in 1559. After he left his body, after 21 years, this temple was completed. And Rupa Goswami had entrusted his worship to one of his disciples who carried on the worship here. And Aurangzeb was so cruel that he even smashed the small faces of the dioramas of each Leela by from face. That kind of, you know, envy and hatred he had. And 2 floors remain. Even the 2 floors are so gorgeous and so wonderful to see. What to speak of the 7 floors. So Govindadev is supposed to be Abhideya Bhagwan. We have 3 philosophical understanding. Radha Madan Mohanji will go today evening mostly. That is Sambandha Adidev. Lordship for establishing our relationship with the Lord. We are all now connected with the material world, totally engrossed. And Madan Mohanji is meant for attaching us to him from the material world. So it's called Sambandha Adidev. After you get established in the Sambandha or the connection, one has to engage oneself in the service to the Lord. That is called Abhideya, the purpose, very purpose. And when we get completely perfect in our service to the Lord, there is Gopinath Ji, who is supposed to be Prayojana Acharya. The ultimate purpose of our existence is to get engrossed in service to Gopinath Ji. So Gopinath Ji is called as Prayojana Adidev. So Rupa Goswami is supposed to be Abhideya Acharya, the Acharya of giving you service to Krishna. So we pray here to Rupa Goswami Ji, please engage us in service to Krishna. When you go to Madan Mohan Ji, we pray, please establish us in your connection. Disconnecting us from the material world, please establish us in your connection in service. And Rupa Goswami, we pray, please give us perfection in service. Whatever we are doing, let us do it full-fledged, 100% from heart, dedication, intensity, full-fledged absorption would be there. And that kind of mercy of dedicating our life in service to Krishna is available at the feet of Govindji by the mercy of Rupa Goswami. So let us all pray that Govindadev, the king of Vrindavan, be merciful on his birthday to us. On the birthday, the great personalities are very merciful. So we should not lose the opportunity of praying from heart. This is a lifetime opportunity. Even we have come to Vrindavan so many times, but Janmashtami is hardly we have come here. Somehow in the heat and the humidity and the difficulties we are here, but our mind should be at the essence. You know, grab the essence from the feet of Govindadev by offering ourselves as an offering. As a complete dedicated surrender offering, we should offer ourselves to Govindji and beg for his mercy. Shri Radha Govindadev Bhagavan ki jai. Thank you very much.